Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on Colts.com.
Welcome into the Daily Update. Surprise, I am not Matt Taylor, but he did give you this heads up on Friday's Daily Update. I am Caroline Kand, joined by Kevin Bowen. Kevin, are you excited to have me on the Daily Update?
Excitement doesn't even begin to describe how happy I am on this Monday morning to have you here. And
I will say
I'm a little jealous that we are Matt Taylor right now.
Are you kidding? Sitting on the beach right now, being a beach bum.
Ugh.
You know he's going to listen to this too, Matt Taylor. Actually, he may not.
No, of course not. I know that he did. He did have the baby daughter, I believe, travel for the first time via plane. So hopefully everything went well down to Florida.
That might be tomorrow's daily update. Yeah, we're going to check in with him.
Hope him and the missus and the baby are having a great time down there.
That's great. Well, let's jump into our topics today. We're going to talk cornerbacks because we could talk about cornerbacks all the way through training camp. This is going to be an interesting group to watch, but I want to talk about Quincy Wilson, that second round draft pick. When he first came in, Pagano was very transparent and very real about the fact that he had a lot of work to do to get into football shape. And then not even a month later, looks like he's put that work in.
Yeah, I think Chuck kind of wanted to light a fire under Quincy Wilson, the second round pick out of Florida, early on, right around the rookie minicamp, is when Chuck said, you know, he has to get into game shape, physical shape, to be ready to go. And like you said, Caroline, about a month later, Ted Monachino talked to us last week and you know, says he sees the traits, he sees the length, he sees why this kid was the best, you know, corner in the SEC last year. And even though he said all that, he's still not the starting corner right now. I think Rashawn Melvin took the vast majority of reps opposite Vontae Davis throughout the offseason program. So when training camp comes, I don't think it's as big of a lock as maybe we thought a month ago that Quincy Wilson is going to start. I think he's going to have a chance to compete with Rashawn Melvin to be the starting corner opposite Vontae Davis, but it's definitely not a lock.
Yeah, it was still the biggest question heading into the draft was who is going to be opposite of Vontae. Now we still don't have that answer, but that's what training camp really is for. But if you look at the roster, there are multiple names. Chris Melton and Rashad Melvin were two that I talked about leading into the draft that they have experience at that cornerback position. You just mentioned it, Rashad Melvin kind of separating himself a little bit from those two and finding those. But if you had to predict at the end of training camp...
You put me on the spot.
End of training camp. I mean, who do you think? Is that still a mix-up?
Yeah.
Asking a rookie to step in opposite of Vontae Davis seems like a big call.
It is, and it's a great, great question. I think it's the ultimate, really right up there with inside linebacker. It's probably the biggest unknown in terms of a position battle going into training camp. I do think over the course of, you know, 10 full padded practices of training camp and 4 preseason games, I think Quincy Wilson can emerge as the starter, but it's not as big of a guarantee as maybe I thought when the draft took place back in late April. And even Jim Irsay said after the draft, you know, we feel like we've got 2 really good corners. And I think everybody took that as Vontae Davis being one and Quincy Wilson being the other. But so far, and I know it's just helmets and shorts during the spring, but we didn't see Quincy Wilson locked down that starting job by any means. You mentioned the name Chris Melton. That's a guy that Chris Ballard really liked what he saw out of Chris Melton during the offseason program. Kind of more of a special teams guy for the Colts last year. I think Tevin Mitchell are a couple other names to watch at the cornerback spot because you do need a lot of bodies there. You need 4, you need 5, you maybe even need a 6 corner over the course of a 16-game season. So right now, I think if you're going to play tomorrow, I think it would be Rashawn Melvin in the starting lineup, but you got a long ways to go before that spot is settled, and I do think Quincy Wilson will have a say in that before September 10th rolls around.
I think it'll be interesting, too, to see how matchups play into this. I feel like that's been a big conversation at that safety position is, well, we like TJ Green, we can match him up, but then Mathias Farley sliding in there, getting some. So will that translate over to cornerback position with so many names? Well, do you find a guy that can do it all, or do you find a guy that's great against this matchup?
And you mentioned matchups. What else did Ted Monachino say last week about the cornerback group? He wants Vontae Davis to do some shadowing during the preseason. So that's Vontae being that number one corner. We talk about the Houston Texans a lot with DeAndre Hopkins. He's their definite number one receiver. Vontae kind of in a shadow role against Hopkins when the Colts play the Texans in those two matchups every year. So, and then even after that, we haven't talked a lot about the nickel cornerback spot, which the guy that plays on the inside is Ben Darius Butler for the past few years. With him back at safety, the Colts have used Daryl Morris as their nickel corner. And it looks like Daryl Morris is that guy heading into the regular season. So outside of Vontae Davis, just a lot of kind of question marks, a lot of undefined roles at the cornerback group. I think the Colts like what some of the youngsters, Mitchell and Milton especially, showed during the offseason program. And when training camp gets here on July 29th, I think it's Quincy Wilson's time to really, you know, ascend to that lead, you know, starting role. I think that's what we expected him to do when he was drafted, and we'll see if he can get it done during the month of August.
All right, well, finally, I do want to ask, because this is really a question for me, so surprise, throwing this on you here at the end, but Darius Butler, to me, just continues to be just an interesting storyline to follow. He makes that move to safety, but you know that he's still helping these young cornerbacks get adjusted. Like, what do you think his role is right now on that depth chart?
Another great question. You're just peppering me here on this Monday with
I came
great,
ready. you gave me a heads up last week. I've been preparing all weekend.
You were grinding away Saturday and Sunday thinking about this. I mean, right now he's a starting safety with Malik Hooker and Clayton Gethers on the sideline due to their respective injuries. I think he's too good of a guy just to not have on the field. I think ideally when you had full health, it'd be Hooker and it'd be Gethers working together. But Darius Butler is a guy that I just think is... he's too much of a veteran presence, too much of a ball hawk to keep on the sidelines. I know Chris Ballard really, really liked what Darius Butler showed during the offseason program. He's just a pro. He's a guy that gets it. And you need more of those guys on the defensive side of the ball because there is a void of leadership over there. I think when you're healthy at safety, he might not be in the starting 11, but with all those sub packages and everything, it's going to be so hard to keep Darius Butler off the field. So I expect him to play a good amount. He's just too good of a player and too trustworthy of a player not to have out there.
Well, Chris Ballard said that there would be no camp bodies, and that seems to be true. So much competition going on at every single position. All right, you're out of the hot seat today.
Gosh,
but
man,
we're back
tomorrow. I was going
to say, tomorrow.
It's going to be sizzling tomorrow morning,
we're back
isn't
tomorrow.
It?
I might send you like an email with a couple topics
Thank
I might
you.
Hit on. But a good curveball
Appreciate
is ready.
That.
But that is it for the Daily Update today. I'm Caroline Kahn joining Kevin Bowen in studio. We will see you, or not see you, but we will talk to you tomorrow for the Daily Update.